Welcome to the Perspectives on Healthcare podcast, where members of the medical community from different roles, venues, and locations share their unique perspectives on quality healthcare, its future, and how to improve it. Now, from the Your Keynote Speaker studio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, here is your host, Rob Oliver.
Thank you, and I appreciate you joining me today. I am looking forward to this conversation. My guest today is Lou DeLeese. He is a healthcare administrator. He has a background in neuroscience, orthopedics, and rehab services. He is located in West Virginia. He is a millennial. Lou, welcome to the podcast, man.
Thanks, Rob, for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. So we started our conversation when we were, before we were on the air and before we were recording, I was like, okay, I don't know what you do. Tell me about it. And that's really the first question is, tell me about yourself and your role in healthcare, please.
Absolutely. So just to give a little bit of background, so I'm originally from Florida. Both of my parents are Haitian, so I'm of Haitian descent. And, you know, my journey in healthcare, interest in healthcare really started off, you know, early on, you know, traveling back and forth to Haiti, you know, helping my family, you know, when it came to healthcare. And then, you know, living in the States and continuing to grow my career, you know, had the opportunity to really be exposed to different healthcare settings. And I think that you really helped me view healthcare differently, you know, seeing it from a rural perspective, underserved in the privileged community. I mean, just a wide range of things. And so, I think for me personally, that's what really kind of drove my interest in healthcare, just my background alone. And so today, my role as, you know, a healthcare administrator specific to orthopedic neuroscience and rehab really is around continuity of care, continuum of care. How do we ensure patients that are receiving any of our services or coming to our facility or health system for care? How do we ensure that they're receiving not only comprehensive care, but we're able to help them navigate through the process? How do we ensure that they are receiving the best care available out there? And so that's truly my role within healthcare today.
Okay, can you talk to me a little bit about that, the Haitian experience? Because to me, I'm always curious to hear about healthcare in another country. And you'll pardon my bluntness on this, but Haiti is a country that I get the impression that healthcare there is, it's rudimentary at best. Am I way off base in that, or can you talk about what's going on there?
That's a great question. And so, you know, to elaborate, you know, when it comes to Haiti, it is a third world country, of course, but it has advanced when it comes to healthcare. There are different pockets within the country that have really advanced healthcare facilities that are supporting, you know, providing care in the community. You know, the challenge is that that's not the standard throughout the entire country. So you have different pockets yet again that lack healthcare, access to healthcare. And that's always been a challenge. And so you have individuals really walking several miles to get to the nearest, you know, hospital or urgent care, or not having access to certain types of medications to treat certain types of conditions or disorders. So there's a lot of opportunity to continue that growth and support. But overall, I will say, you know, it has advanced and has grown tremendously over the years. So it's definitely a work in progress.
Sure.
My former organization recently participated in really building a hospital in Haiti. That was such a phenomenal experience just to see their commitment to really changing healthcare in Haiti. And I really enjoyed participating in that experience because truly, you know, it hit home for me personally. So just being able to witness that, you know, that unveiling and that collaboration between several different healthcare, you know, systems and folks was phenomenal.
Does Haiti have the situation that you have in many of the third world countries where if you have money, you have access to excellent healthcare, and if you don't have money, you don't have access?
Yes, absolutely. It's an issue. It's a concern, you know, and I mean, when you think of Haiti, you know, folks immediately think impoverished, but Haiti is a beautiful country, you know, full, rich of culture, the people, have phenomenal perseverance and dedication and commitment. I think, there's opportunity for us to continue to highlight the blessings and the phenomenal greatness of Haiti, I should say. I think we just, need to continue to strive to improve the current culture there, where the rich aren't the only ones receiving health care, but it's available to anyone, regardless of socioeconomic status, rich or poor. And that's been a challenge, of course.
Yeah, I think that what you say is very powerful in saying, you need to look at the country as a whole, and you need to look at the positives and say, how do we grow those? How do we improve those, instead of just being consumed with the negative end of things? What does quality healthcare mean to you?
Great question. So I will say, for me, quality healthcare is looking at the big picture from beginning to end, and keeping the patient, the individual, at the forefront, involving them in the care. It goes back to the whole multidisciplinary concept. How do we improve, the outcome? It's really around ensuring that patient has a favorable or the best outcome possible. Having those folks collaborate, partner, I think is the key thing when it comes to quality healthcare, for that matter. There's different elements, of course, equity, being able to make sure that everyone, regardless of race, ethnicity, receives care, safety, all of those different aspects, but truly making sure that patient leaves your facility with the best possible outcome is key. You want to have the patient's engagement. You want to ensure that they're partnering with the physicians and the nurses and ensuring that, hey, this is their goal. This is what the patient's goal is here today. And I think that's really how I see healthcare, or quality healthcare, really getting them at the table and making sure that we are advocating and understanding what the goal is for all the caregivers that are participating in care.
Now, I think it's really interesting, because let me tell you what I heard you say. Okay, you were talking about the best possible outcome, and immediately the question that came to me is, okay, who determines what is the best possible outcome? Because if it's the doctor determining that, the doctor says they're leaving here and they're, fill in the blank level, their A1C, their triglyceride, or whatever it is, they're leaving here and that level has been remediated, and it's within the quote unquote normal range. That would be the best outcome from a doctor's perspective. But you elaborated on that to say it's got to be the best outcome from a patient's perspective, that they're the ones that need to set the goals and they're the ones that need to be moving forward in that. Have I properly understood what you said?
Yes, you hit it on the head. It's really that partnership and shared collaboration. And oftentimes, that may be fragmented when we're engaging, or that relationship between physician and patient, or nurse and patient, all the providers in totality that's involved in the care. So it's really, how do we collaborate and be a partner, with the patients to ensure, hey, let's make sure we're all on the same page of the goal. We want to make sure this patient leaves here, stable, but what are we missing? Are there anything that we haven't covered? Going back to comprehensive health care, making sure that we provide them with, these resources when they leave here today. And I think that's the piece that we have to ensure, that we're engaging the right folks, pulling them to the table, having the conversation in terms of what do they want to leave here today with? What is their ultimate goal?
Sure. Can you give me an example of quality healthcare?
Good question. An example of quality healthcare. I see that being a scenario where the patient, once again, going back to, improved outcomes, advocating for the patient. I can give you, an example in the line of work that I do today. When we talk about, an example, patient may come in with a stroke, is in the hospital for a number of days, weeks, and they leave there, and ensuring that they have coordinated care to follow up with their neurologist or rehab, and watching that patient improve, regaining strength in their limbs. I think that is something, to me, as quality health, for an example. Once again, moving through the different stages or steps, and making sure that they have those resources is how I define, or, you know, an example of healthcare or quality healthcare.
Excellent. What do you wish people understood about your role in healthcare?
You know, what's interesting is oftentimes, you know, administrators are not, don't always get the best, best rap, you know, because of their role and their responsibility. But I will say that, you know, our roles are just more than looking at the finance, and it's really partnering and collaborating with multiple specialties and disciplines. How do we partner with the physicians and ensuring that they get what they need to support the patients that they care for? How do we collaborate with nursing? How do we collaborate with finance? How do we collaborate with all these different disciplines to ensure, hey, we're all on the same page? And so truly my role is to ensure that we're collaborating, we're growing, we're doing what we can to ensure that the patient has what they need leaving our facility, or the patient has what we deem as the best care possible that we can offer. And so we're here to, you know, at the table to help improve healthcare. We're here to be innovators and pioneers in healthcare, you know. So I want folks to understand that, you know, administrators are there to support. We're here to grow. We're here to lead and provide the best possible care, you know, out there.
Okay. It's very ironic to me, because a lot of times, as you said, administrators get a bad rap that they are a pencil pusher sitting behind a desk looking at numbers and making decisions based on the financial issues. And what you have laid out so far in our conversation is it's about patients, it's about outcomes, and it's not about, it's about more than health outcomes, it's about life outcomes, and how are they able to get back to their life, and how are they able to engage in the activities that they enjoy and that give them fulfillment. So it's definitely, at least with me, you are talking the talk, and I'm assuming that in your role, you are also walking that walk. What excites you about the future of healthcare?
What excites me about the future of healthcare? Wow. Honestly, I will say the advancement in technology, research, education, healthcare is always changing. I mean, we watched the pandemic, or I should say, we you know, COVID hit us, and we, you know, quickly, you know, transitioned to utilizing telemedicine and telehealth, and we've seen that continue to grow and expand. And so I'm excited to just really watch the latest tech advances in healthcare, you know, medicine, and what we can do to really, you know, improve care. That to me is really exciting to read that stuff, because we all play a role. We all have a role in healthcare, advocates, you know, being at the bedside, you know, leading, you know, teams and individuals, or improving processes. But, you know, it's exciting to see what healthcare will look like, you know, years from now, and where we will take, you know, take the organizations or the healthcare in totality. You know, it'll be exciting to see that.
You know, it's again, it's humorous to me what you're talking about, because I have a cold, and I hopped online and I made a doctor's appointment, and the doctor's office called me and they said, "What are your symptoms?" And I said, "Well, I have a sore throat and I've got a couple of other different things going on." And they said, "Well, we're going to move you from an inpatient visit to a telemedicine visit, because we don't want you to bring all those germs into the hospital or into the doctor's office and infect all of us." I was like, I found it to be humorous, to say the least, because I hadn't considered the idea of protecting the staff from the various bugs, that's a technical term, the various bugs that are floating around, to make sure that, you know, they're not getting infected and they're not, because if that happens, then it's something that spirals and it gets passed amongst those in the office and it gets passed to the patients. Just very interesting concept of treating people who are sick without bringing them in. And again, on a side note, I will say this, that I've come to learn that you really need to, if you can, stay out of the hospital, because that's where all of the bad germs are. And as someone who has dealt with a lot of infections, I have found that sometimes I pick up new strains of infection while I'm at the hospital, because that's where all the bad bugs are. And if I can be protected from that as a patient by doing a telehealth visit, we need to get the technology to make those as powerful as possible with as much input as possible, but also it protects everybody from everybody else. So very interesting. Last question for you. What is one thing medical professionals can start doing today to improve the quality of healthcare?
Good question. Oh my. I'll say, because I believe today healthcare system medical professionals are doing what needs to be done to ensure quality healthcare. But I will add to that and say what they can continue to do to help with that, with just really holding each other accountable, being at the table and speaking up and ensuring, we communicate, collaborate. And I think those are huge when it comes to providing care, when it comes to quality health care. Let's hold each other accountable and call things out. Let's make sure that we're talking the same language and we're on the same page around, hey, this patient's treatment plan, or, hey, what's going on in the office? I think that's where sometimes fragmented care occurs, that lack of communication or holding each other accountable. I think that's the key thing, being, on the same page and being comfortable in creating an environment to hold individuals accountable. And it's not punitive, but saying, hey, here's what's going on. Can we as colleagues hold each other accountable to improve, the care for this patient?
Yeah, I think, can you elaborate on what you just said there at the end? Because I think it's really important. You've been in environments, I'm sure, where people hold you accountable in a way that they're trying to make you look stupid or look bad, or it is definitely punitive. But do you have any tips on creating an environment that fosters accountability without making people wear the cone of shame or whatever it is that that happens within that situation?
I think this is where we have to use those opportunities as teaching and coaching moments, where when we are looking to improve a process, or we witness something that shouldn't have occurred or was inappropriate, that's the opportunity for each of us to be advocates and leaders within our specified areas to say, hey, here's an opportunity for me to teach, educate, provide some guidance to create and foster that culture of transformation or culture of accountability. Because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that everyone is safe and healthy. And that's the key thing. We don't want anyone to have a poor outcome or have a bad experience. I think that's where it's important for us to hold each other accountable. I have my nursing degree. I actually, what's unique about me is that I decided to pursue this after I started my career in healthcare and management. And it was important for me to continue to grow my clinical understanding. And now that I've had the opportunity to practice and work in nursing and be at the bedside, it's interesting how I engage with different folks and my colleagues, because I'm comfortable enough to say, hey, and I noticed this happened. Can I help you with it, next time? Or is there any way we can, do it together and show them that I'm here to support you? We're a team here. And I think doing more of that helps foster that community or that culture of accountability and transformation. It breaks down silos. That's how we ensure that communication stays there between, nursing and patients and physicians and all the individuals part of the care team. I think that's the biggest piece there.
Excellent. It's not about me being right and you being wrong. It's about the patients receiving the highest quality of care that they can. And I think that really sums it up so well. Listen, Lou DeLeese, thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate you sharing. I appreciate your Perspective on Healthcare.
Thanks for listening to Perspectives on Healthcare. Visit perspectivesonhealthcare.com to learn more about Rob Oliver or to subscribe so you never miss an episode. If this podcast was valuable, we'd appreciate a review on iTunes. Or if you tell a friend or coworker about the show, that would be helpful too. Join us again next time for more Perspectives on Healthcare.